This is Stephen Stanopoulos reporting from WRPR News. Sustainability is on many of our minds, with signs of climate change everywhere. NOAA and NASA both released data acknowledging that 2014 was the hottest year globally on record, with a rise of 1.24 degrees Fahrenheit. What can we do here at Ramapo to increase awareness and help to improve such an important situation? Ramapo's very own Professor Edelstein is an expert when it comes to being sustainable.
Basically, our role was to be one of the first environmental studies programs and to really decide what the whole field of environmental studies and then the field of sustainability was about. In the 70s, when I came here, the first energy crisis was happening. We realized at that time as a society, not just us, that we lived in a world that was all predicated on fossil fuels and that we could no longer count on those fossil fuels being available.
One Step, a program here at Ramapo put together by Professor Edelstein, made up of students who put effort forth to help keep the campus green. Speaking with the Vice President of One Step, Matt. Steve Spinopoulos here from WRPR News reporting from the halls of Ramapo College, just outside the classroom in the E-Wing where the environmental studies classes are held.
So Matt, tell me a little bit about Ramapo and sustainable living.
Okay, so Ramapo College, one of the five pillars is sustainability, and we've gotten away from that in recent years. To get back onto it is what's really starting to happen now. We're starting a sustainable movement, it feels like, on campus, and the pieces of that are the President's Committee for Campus Sustainability is a big part of that. They just re-signed last semester, I believe. SLF is Sustainable Living Facilities. One Step, Enactus is the Business Sustainability Club, and all these clubs and people take.
Explain to me a little bit about One Step and what you guys do as in One Step.
So One Step, we just try to reach out to students to make them better understand sustainability, run some programs. There's two big staples. Every fall we do Sustainable Thanksgiving. We have some guest speakers. Everything's like vegan, vegetarian, recyclable plates, things like that.
Just organic.
It's a big event for everyone to have fun and hear some guest speakers on sustainability.
I sat down with the president of One Step Initiative, who lives in one of the few sustainable living dorms that are offered at Ramapo.
I understand you live in a sustainable living housing, right, as well?
Yeah, I have for the past 2 years. I've lived in the village, and we have the opportunity through SLF to garden, compost, learn how to live more sustainably via saving water, conserving energy, and just, small behavioral changes that really add up to the big picture of sustainability.
According to Professor Edelstein, Ramapo has taken steps forward.
We managed to be one of the first colleges to sign the Telwar Declaration, which is a declaration in the early 90s of all college presidents in the world to create their institutions as models of building a sustainable world.
And we also have taken many steps back.
At that time, we built perhaps the first solar-powered dormitory in the world, which is Pine Hall. All of the solar stuff's been ripped off of it because none of it left, but it was a solar-powered. So we're working hard to try and bring this all together and to put us back on the map. You don't need one person doing stuff, you need lots of people doing.
Yeah. Professor Edelstein said it best, and hopefully this inspires all of us to make a difference in the world of sustainability. I am Stephen Spinopoulos, reporting from WRPR News. Thank you and good night. Wishing and hoping you'll come alive for me tonight.